It's Monday, April 13th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Strategies that worked in the last recession. Two unrelated moves have a common trend. And data on cloud and container security offers insights to opportunity. This is the Business of Tech. Starting off with some data from a survey conducted by The Hustle, focused on 212 small businesses that survived the recession of 2007 to 2009. Among those companies, the leading two strategies were cutting fat and operating lean at 25% and flexibility and pivoting at 18%. 60% of respondents focused on offensive moves, where they focused on upside benefits, versus 40% on defensive moves to avoid losses and minimize downside risks. I've included a link to the article in the show notes, which includes specific examples. So why do we care? These are the data points I want to comment on. First, this is more reinforcement of the guidance I've been offering pretty consistently. Cash is king, and manage your expenses and hoard your cash. That's proven with historical data, and it's reinforced here. The 60-40 split between offense and defense gives murkier guidance. It's too close in my mind to really leverage, but instead offers the thought that you need to chart your course based on your own situation. There's no silver bullet here, but instead a combination of being agile, as well as both conservative with cash and opportunistic when you can. Wish it was a better soundbite, but it's not. If it were easy, everyone would be in management. The Supreme Court will start hearing cases by teleconference. The court has set 6 dates in May to hear cases previously postponed, and it will additionally stream a live audio feed. Both are firsts for the court. Meanwhile, Apple and Google have announced they're working together to create contact tracing technology with the aim of tracking the spread of the virus by allowing users to opt into logging other phones they've been near. The intention of the collaboration is to streamline technical differences between iOS and Android that complicated interoperation of some apps. The intention is to use Bluetooth as the underlying technology. So why do we care? The pandemic is acting as an accelerant rather than a change agent. Trends in technology are moving faster. The highest court moving to teleconference and live streaming is one instance of that. There's no reason not to have this technology leveraged. And with more of the government moving this way, it's a natural step. Telemedicine is another area we're seeing that same trend. I'd be remiss if I didn't note the privacy concerns in this contact tracing collaboration, although that's both obvious for me and this show, and well documented. Instead, I want to pose the opportunity in telehealth. There's an obvious need now, and where the privacy discussion links to the opportunity is my interest. Will real progress be made on the promise of electronic medical records? Now would be a good time. Divi Cloud has released a study focused on cloud and container security practices, surveying roughly 2,000 IT professionals and compared to data from the previous year. Only 40% of organizations using public cloud have an approach to managing cloud and container security, and only 58% said their organization has guidelines and policies for developers building applications and operating in the public cloud. 59% of those who responded can confirm a data breach caused by misconfiguration. 42% of those developers and engineers do not know which frameworks their company uses to maintain compliance with relevant standards and regulation. So why do we care? This study is another laundry list of opportunity. Consulting around misconfigurations, guidelines, standards, and regulation as related to any cloud offering. There's a mentality shift to focus on, particularly as related to cloud technologies. The real value for a customer is not the basic implementation nor the support, but anything related to the ongoing security and compliance of the system. This is where companies who've successfully leveraged monitoring and management before should be well positioned to shine, and that they should have the basics of this space well in hand. This is also very much still relevant. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. If you're really liking the content, you can support us directly by signing up at patreon.com/MSPradio. Anybody who signs up during our launch offer will get a private video question answered as a thanks for supporting the show. And you can follow us there on Patreon to get additional insights into the show, upcoming Q&A sessions, and continue to support the production of The Business of Tech. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. Stay safe out there, and talk to you tomorrow.